One Man's Family, brought to you, transcribed, by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, Bactine, and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Clifford and Paul in the library.
Say, Cliff, what's the matter with Mrs. Kettleman this evening?
She's sore.
What about?
Oh, I got a brilliant idea a little while ago and asked Toots to dinner tonight.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today.
Ouch!
Burned yourself again, lady?
Oh, yes, and it hurts.
Oh, of course. Even a slight burn has plenty of fire in it, but not for long. Here, bathe that burn surface with Bactine.
Bactine?
That's right. Bactine. Bactine. The new, the modern liquid preparation for burns. Yes, Bactine is a crystal clear liquid. It leaves no oily film nor stain on the skin. But it does relieve the pain of a burn in a hurry and helps prevent infection.
Oh, yes. Well, that fiery stinging sensation is almost gone already.
Of course. And Bactine is so easy to apply. Use it freely, full strength. Bathe and cleanse the burn surface completely with Bactine. It is gentle, soothing, and cooling. Bactine helps prevent infection and so promotes healing. Always have a bottle of Bactine handy in your kitchen, ready to bathe those painful burns. Bactine, Bactine. Get a 30 or 70 cent size bottle at all drugstores. Remember, for first aid when you burn yourself, bathe the burn with Bactine. Chapter 2, Book 86. This evening, for the time being at least, the master of the house at the family home is Clifford. Mother and Father Barber are still at the Sky Ranch, and Paul has not yet arrived home from the airport. Clifford's in the library. He sits in his father's big chair by the fireplace. Out in the kitchen, Mrs. Kettleman is dourly preparing dinner. Presently, Clifford hears Paul's car pull into the driveway. Paul comes in the back way, greets Mrs. Kettleman, gets no response, and comes on into the library.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
You're late.
Yeah, I am a little. Hey, what's the matter with Mrs. Kettleman this evening?
Why, did she give you a frosty greeting?
No greeting at all, just a kind of a martyred look.
Yeah, she's sore. Not at you, at me.
What about?
Oh, I asked Toots to come over for dinner.
Oh?
Mrs. Kettleman didn't like it because I didn't give her enough notice, I guess, but I told her not to go to any trouble or anything, just to put on another plate. I don't see why that should be so upsetting, do you?
Well, she's getting a little old to have things thrown at her suddenly.
Yeah, I know. See, when I got home, there was nobody here. The house seemed kind of empty and lonely, so I thought it might be nice if I asked Toots to come and have dinner. So I called her up. I told her Mom and Dad were still at the Sky Ranch, and you and I would be here alone, so I invited her to eat with us. She said she'd love to come. I told her to grab a taxi and come on over. She'd be here before long.
So Mrs. Kettleman just found out there'd be a guest a few minutes ago, huh?
Mm-hmm. Not so hot, I guess, huh?
Well, I tell you, this will solve the whole problem. I'll eat out.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Paul. I don't
you
want to...
You interrupted me, dear boy.
Oh, I beg your pardon all to pieces, my dear fellow. Please go on.
No, what I was going to say was, I'll go tell Mrs. Kettleman there'll be only two for dinner after all. Then everybody will be happy.
Hi, we're the bachelors.
Oh, Jack, we're in here.
Okay.
Well, I'll go tell Mrs. Kettleman.
Hi, Jack.
Hi, Paul, where are you going?
I'll be right back.
Well, sit down, sonny boy.
Oh, I'm only going to stay a second. My dinner'll be ready pretty quick. I just ran over to see how you guys were making out.
Oh, doing fine. That kind of boiled things up tonight, though.
How?
Well, when I got home from work, I got the brilliant idea of asking Cook to come over for dinner. Now Mrs. Kettleman's sore, and Paul thinks he should go out, so Toots and I can be alone, you know. Guess I didn't use my bean. It all seems so simple. Suddenly it's become complicated.
Well, Paul isn't sore, is he?
Oh, no. No, he's swell. He just went out to tell Mrs. Kettleman he wouldn't be here. He'll have her eating out of his hand by the time he's through talking with her.
Well, then what are you worried about?
Nothing, I guess. I feel kind of guilty about driving Paul out, so.
I wonder if he'd like to come on and eat with us. Eddie can always put on an extra plate. We'd love to have him. Kids are crazy about him. He doesn't get over there very often now that Nicolette's gone.
Yeah, I think he's sort of lonely. Why don't you ask him, Jack?
I tell you, I'll run over and check with Betty, and if it's okay, I'll phone him. How's that?
Oh, that's swell.
Of course, the poor guy's going to have to put up with a lot of kids, but he can always say no.
Well, at least I'll feel better about the situation. Oh, here he comes.
I better get going. I'll be seeing you.
Yeah, what's hurry, Jack?
Oh, gotta get home, Paul. So long.
So long.
Bye.
Well, how'd you make out with Mrs. K?
Well, you're in, Cliff. She's even going to put candles on the table so you'll have a romantic soft light.
Oh, you ought to be in the diplomatic service. You know that? You can fix anything.
Oh, she just wanted a little sympathy and attention, that's all. I suppose we're all starved for love when it comes right down to it.
Yeah. And she's not sore at me anymore.
Nope.
Well, bless her heart.
What did Jack want? Anything in particular?
No. He just ducked through the hedge to see how we were making out. It is kind of strange without Mom and Dad in the house, isn't it? I miss them, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Certainly wouldn't be the same if they were... What's the matter with me? I don't know what made a thought like that pop into my head.
Well, I think I'll run up and get cleaned up a bit.
Oh, can you reach the phone, Paul?
Yeah. Hello? Oh, yes, Jack?
There's the doorbell. Guess that's Toots. I'll let her in.
What was that, Jack? I didn't hear you. The doorbell just rang. Cliff was talking. Yeah, Toots just arrived, I think. Oh, I'm going out and eat. Oh, thanks, but I think that'd be an imposition on Betty. Oh, the kids wouldn't bother me. What? Oh, okay. Tell her I'd love to talk to her, too.
Well, come on, we'll go in the library, Tut.
Okay.
Hello, Tut.
Hello, Paul.
Oh, you still on the phone?
Yeah, Mary Lou wants to talk to me. She's got... Oh, excuse me. Hello, Mary Lou. Well, I'm fine. How are you, darling?
Well, sit down, Tut.
Okay.
Well, Mary Lou, that settles it. If you want me to come, I'll certainly be there. Oh. All right, you tell your mommy and daddy. I'll be right over. Bye. I'm sorry, Toots. I was being invited to dinner by my little niece next door.
Yeah, I met Mary Lou. She's a doll.
She certainly is. Well, I hate to run the minute you get here, but they're about ready to sit down over there, so I'd better go along if you'll excuse me.
Oh, sure.
So you're not going to be with us, Paul?
Oh, we'll get together another time. Toots, it's good to see you again.
Thanks. I sure appreciate you sending me all those swell books, Paul.
Oh, I'm glad you like them. I have some more for you whenever you're ready.
Okay. But I still got a long ways to go for him through that batch, yeah.
Oh, well, you let me know, huh? Good night.
Night.
See you later, Uncle Paul.
Well, I'll probably read a few stories to Jack's kids this evening. I hope you have a nice dinner.
So long.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, why the sigh, honey?
Oh, I don't know. I feel kind of nervous around Paul.
Paul?
Yeah. I was afraid he might ask me a question about those books. You know, what I thought about some character in one of them or something. And I wouldn't know what to say. I've tried to get into two or three of them, Cliff, and I can't seem to concentrate. But I wouldn't want him to think I don't like him.
Well, if you didn't like him, it wouldn't make any difference to him. He'd just want to find something else for you. That's all, something you did like. That's the kind of a guy he is.
Gee, it's wonderful. Just wonderful.
Huh?
I never knew a family where everybody liked each other before. Why, to come into a peaceful room like this, I don't know, it's kind of soothing, like church. I guess when a family loves each other, it makes a place seem that way.
I never thought about it before, but I think you've got something there, Toots. You walk into one house and you can almost feel the tension. Then you go into another one and you're relaxed. And you know that it's a happy house, I guess you'd call it.
Yeah, that's it. Happy. Paul going next door to eat with his nieces and read stories to them, and the way you brothers feel about each other. It just must be wonderful to be kind of surrounded by love.
I guess we never get enough of it either, honey. Like Paul was saying just before you came, we're all starved for love. So easy to give, too. I wonder why we all hold back. What are we afraid of?
Getting our feelings hurt, maybe.
Yeah. Yes, like Paul says, we're all afraid of being rejected. Of course, I can understand it in a way. A person gives out with all his or her love, and then if some terrible thing happens to it, you can't blame them for clamming up and not wanting to trust anybody again. Probably figure it's less painful to bottle it up than to take a chance on being hurt anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like poor old Aunt Isabel. She was Dad's aunt, the one who died in Old Maine.
Oh, her picture's in Margaret's album.
Yeah, that's the one. She gave her love once and then gave up. Lived her life all closed in.
Hmm.
Poor old gal. Just lived on dead memories. And in the end, she had nothing to show for her life except an engagement ring.
Hmm.
Did I ever show you that ring? She left it to Dad. I think it's in his desk here. Wait a second. Saw it here not long ago. Oh, yeah, here it is. Hmm. Look, Toots. Isn't it an old-fashioned looking thing?
Yeah. I saw it once a long time ago.
Oh, when?
Yeah, right after Monty Pemberton and you split up. You took me out the next night and you had it with you. You remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. It was too small for Marty.
Can I try it on?
You have got Danny's little hands, Dutch. Here, try it.
You put it on.
Okay. What do you know? It does fit you.
Just like it was made for me, huh?
Yeah.
Can I wear it?
Well, sure. Tonight, you mean?
Oh, why can't I keep it for a while and pretend it's my engagement ring?
Well, honey, it doesn't belong to me. It's Dad's.
Didn't he give it to you once?
Oh, in a way, I guess, yeah, but, well, I wouldn't want to take it without asking him about it.
Hmm. You mean you don't think he'd like it if he thought I was wearing it?
Oh, no. That isn't it.
Yes, it is.
Oh. Look, Touch, you go ahead and wear it if you want to.
No, Cliff. Not until you really want me to have it.
Well, I do want you to have it.
Suppose your dad misses it. What'll you tell him?
Oh, time we're engaged, I guess.
Are we?
Why not? Okay with you?
Uh-huh.
But look, honey, it's going to be a long, long time before I'll be able to get married.
The Barbers will be back in just a moment. Friends, it can pay to remember Alka-Seltzer when you suffer from the discomfort of acid indigestion. Yes, take Alka-Seltzer for welcome relief from this distress. Just drop one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets into a glass of water, then drink that sparkling, refreshing solution. Alka-Seltzer acts quickly to reduce excess gastric acidity and so relieves the discomfort of acid indigestion. Take Alka-Seltzer next time and see for yourself how it helps you feel better fast. Always keep Alka-Seltzer handy. Get it at any drugstore. Here's the family again.
Look, Dutch, if Dad should miss that ring, I might have to ask you to give it back.
Well, I thought you were going to tell him we were engaged.
Oh, honey, I can't do that. No, not now, anyway.
Why?
Well, because this has got to be a secret engagement.
Remember, friends, when you burn yourself, bathe that burn with Bactine. Bactine, Bactine, the gentle, modern first aid treatment for burns, is soothing and cooling to the burned area of the skin. It reduces pain, and the germ-killing action of Bactine helps prevent infection and thus promotes healing. Get a 30 or 70 cent size bottle of Bactine at any drugstore. Keep that Bactine bottle handy. And when you burn yourself, bathe that burn with Bactine. And read the descriptive folder that comes with Bactine for its many, many other helpful uses in your home. Remember, Bactine, Bactine. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Pinky and Battleships, Chapter 3, Book 86. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.